Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to the Popcast. And this, of course, is coming to you on readaboutit.com. Reed Carr here. Our podcast every Friday, we talk about something from the world of pop culture, because that's pretty much where I live. We've talked about television and the new season, Nip Tuck, that's how you can tell that I record this in one take, and I don't care if I make mistakes. Nip Tuck comes back this week. I will probably know within the next 2 weeks whether or not I'm going to keep up with it. They're going to Hollywood. You can't go wrong. I've already given up on certain shows. Bionic Woman, I hardly knew you. I didn't even watch you on my DVR. That's how bad it went. But this week, I want to talk about something semi-monumental, and it all started 2 nights ago. I bought the new Radiohead album. For those of you that don't know, Radiohead, well, let me start at the beginning. That's a band. Radiohead had several very big albums, almost cult albums, I guess. They have a very dedicated fan base, and they've left their major label. Their newest album, it's available at the website inrainbows.com, and it is available as a download from their website. You know, some bands have gone to doing that. You can get them through iTunes, that kind of thing. You go to their website, you buy it from there at a price that you set. You tell them how much you want to pay for it. And you can say anything from nothing to $100 million, basically. Whatever you think those, I think it's 10 tracks, that album is worth, you give that to Radiohead. And I guess, except for putting up the website, they keep the money. And I wanted to support that because I think that's a great idea. Anything, I think the field of music is much like government, and there's so much bureaucracy in it, so much money. So much of a percentage of the money that goes into the industry goes to people who are untalented. And I'm not just talking about Britney Spears. I'm talking about the people who manage and agent and whatever, the people that give Mariah Carey $100 million to stop singing and then another $200 million to start singing again, that kind of stuff. Anything that gets them out of the food chain and brings the money directly to the people who write and record the songs, I'm a big fan of that. It is a little bit weird for me because, well, you know, for one, I don't like Radiohead. Yeah, sorry. I don't get their music. It just doesn't appeal to me. I liked Creep. What was that, like 15 years ago, something like that? Creep is like the More Than Words of their catalog. That is the big radio hit that does not accurately represent the rest of their music, and I know that. And I've listened to some of the new album. Yeah, it's okay. I can't say that I enjoy it. I don't know if I'd give it a 5 on a 10 scale, but I bought it. And I bought it because, well, I wanted to stand up and support this. And even if it's a band that I didn't like, and even if everybody I know has that OK Computer album and they tell me it's the best album they've ever had, and it's quite easily the best album I've never purchased, no matter what, I wanted to go ahead and support this because I think it's a good idea. I'd like to see more bands do it. I don't know if more bands can do it because they don't already have the following that Radiohead does. But I logged onto the website, and the only problem I had is that you have to pay in British currency, and I don't have any idea how much that is. I think I paid like £3.15 and a halfpenny for that. So I spent somewhere between $6 and $2,000 for this album. But it's all in the name of supporting musician, so I guess I'm okay with that, as long as it was closer to $6. This is something that I think is a great idea, and I wanted to support it, even if I don't directly enjoy the music that comes of this. The only example of this that I can think that I've done this before is a story from about 15, 16 years ago. My buddy Tim, Timothy Lynn Robertson, one hellacious drummer, and a big advocate of our constitutional freedoms. Tim is a big free speech advocate. And they were censoring a certain album at that time, and you'll know the name of it immediately once I say it, but they were making sure that you couldn't purchase this album in most places. So Tim and I sought this album out, and he put down his hard-earned shekels for the Two Live Crew's Nasty As They Wanna Be album. If you've ever heard this album, there's certain songs that stick with you, but Tim and I were not big fans of rap at the time, certainly not of whatever that was called. And we forced ourselves to listen to it. We rode around in his car with the windows down for an entire summer, waving the flag for our freedom by listening to Me So Horny. Yeah, it was kind of a misguided youth thing, but we wanted to say, hey, we're against censorship and we want this album to be sold, even though it is an awful, awful, awful album. Even though it may be quite possibly the worst album ever recorded, we still think you should be able to sell it. Oh my God, that was a bad album. I mean, just with all the rap acts of that time period of the early 90s that had quality, and we were talking about bands with songs like Thank You for Fucking at the Fuck Shop. You know, real quality poetic lyrics like that. You know, a love ballad like Dick Almighty. You know, Two Live Crew was pretty much unmatched in the field of simple, dirty rhymes for morons. They were a lot like Andrew Dice Clay, except without the great stage presence. But at that time, he bought the tape. We listened to it. We hated it, but we still stood up for it. I don't care a whole lot for Radiohead, but I like what they've done, and I wanted to support them. So basically, here's what I'm saying. I am a big fan of changing the system. I will support that. I will support my rights. And I will support my musicians as long as either somebody else buys the tape or it doesn't cost me any more than $6. And basically, that's what we've learned here on Friday. That's it for the podcast. Coming up soon, I've actually had a request to be a guest on the podcast. And as soon as I get a little bit more room in the readaboutit.com studios here, we will do that. If there's anything else that you'd like to see covered upon the upcoming podcast, TV, movies, music, recipes, anything, and of course, just leave a comment. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here next week. Thanks for listening.